Wong is the winning run at third with one out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Julio Teheran from the stretch. Now the pitch. Molina swings and it's a high fly ball. Left field. This should win it. The catch is made by Duvall. Tagging at third. Wong comes down the line. The throw home. We're going to game five. Wong scores on the game-winning sacrifice fly by Yadier Molina. And in St. Louis, for game four of the NLDS, it's a Redbird winner.
This is the Cardinals Insider Podcast. That is John Rooney on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Yadier Molina sending us to Game 5 just a couple months ago in the best of five National League Division Series. Of course, the Cardinals rolled into Atlanta and put up a ton of runs on Mike Foltynewicz, moving on to the National League Championship Series. My name is Brett McMillan. Glad that you could join us for this edition of the program. I don't really know what to call it. It's not an off-season edition, but it's sure not a regular season edition. We are just kind of in a holding pattern like the rest of the world, but still want to talk some Cardinals baseball. And today that comes in the form of a discussion between Benji Molina and Paul Asensio. They are part of the Cardinals Spanish Radio Network, and Yadier Molina. You're going to hear those voices in the order of Benji, Yadi, and Polo once this interview starts. And just a disclaimer, this was recorded and will probably be used on our Cardinals Insider television show at some point, but it was recorded in, I'd say maybe the second week of February. So when you hear some of the questions, keep that in mind. When you hear some of the answers, keep that in mind. You're going to hear the sounds of baseball, cleats crunching against the gravel, and bats hitting balls in the background, which is a nice soundtrack here on these April days as we wait for baseball and hope for baseball here in 2020. Also, obviously, none of these three gentlemen at the time that this interview was recorded knew that we were going to be putting a pause on the regular season, so keep that in mind too as you listen to the questions and answers. We'll get right to it. It's Benji Molina, Polo Asensio, and Yadier Molina here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
A nuestro capitán, our captain of the team, Yadier Molina. Yadi, como todo el mundo dice, Yadi, Yadi. So we are very honored to have him right here in this set.
Thank you, Benji. Thank you, Polo. Thank you for having me here. And it's a great honor to be here with you guys.
The honor is totally ours. Yadier, it's been a while since you signed with the Cardinals. 20 years. 20 years ago, you walked through these doors for the first time here to spring training. Now, 20 years later, this complex looks about the same, but at the same time, it feels a little different, I'm pretty sure, for you, knowing that the younger guys are now looking up to you the way you looked into some older veterans back then. Tell me, how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel old. No, it feels good. That's right, Ben. I feel blessed to be part of this organization for a long time, for many years. And like I said, it's just a blessing to be here. Now that I got 20 years with this organization, working with the young guys, trying to make them better as a player and as a person too. It's just a blessing to be here.
Now, when you see those guys, you know, the younger catchers in camp, most of them saw you since they were little, and they wanted to be Yadier Molina at some point. Now they are with you. How do you pay that respect, that love they have for you now that they are here? How do you pay them? How do you make sure that your legacy with them lives forever?
It's about caring. I mean, I care about them. You know, like I show up every day. I show up to the cage. I try to help them out, working with them, listen to them, what they like to hear. I'm caring. I mean, I care about them, and that's the most important thing, to care and work with them, you know, like try to make them better. And they enjoy, I'm enjoying. I mean, I can learn from them, and they can learn from me, and that's all about. That's what we're here for.
They keep you busy. They keep you alive.
Yeah, they keep me young. They keep me young.
They keep you young. Yeah. No. And here we are in 2020, right? And last year was a very tough year. Everybody knows how we ended up, but you know, now it's a 2020 new year. You got a couple of new kids in the team. So tell us about what you think 2020 is going to be like.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, we know everybody know here in the clubhouse that we didn't want to end the year the way it happened last year, but we excited. This is a new year, and we've been working hard. We're hungry to get back on the playoff and try to bring the trophy back to the city, and we're hungry. I mean, I can't wait to the season start, and because we are hungry, and we're gonna show the world that we're gonna be the world champion this year.
Hopefully, because hey, yes. He has two rings. You have a couple. I have none. I mean, I have my wedding ring, but you know, not here because the sun, and then you know, I don't.
Not here because they don't fit anymore. Yeah,
they don't fit.
They can fit.
They do fit. They do fit. Come on, Benji. First my head, now my fingers. What's next? My feet.
Sheesh. Don't show him.
You see
don't
what
show
I have to put
show
up?
Show your feet.
You see what I have to put up with? I mean, you guys think it's all good? No, this guy. You know, they bully me. They bully me in a very, very good way.
We love you, Paulo. I know you do.
Yari. This offseason, a trip of a lifetime for a lot of us, including myself, for you, for Benji, for Jose, for your mom, reopening the stadium right across the street from your house. We there's a documentary. If you haven't seen it, please, you know, follow the link and you will see it. Now that you look back, you had a chance to experience that, to enjoy that, to look back and see the documentary, the interviews. And that was the first time that I saw you choked up a little, you know, because, and like you said, oh my God, I almost lost it. And when I saw that, and telling you, it gives me goosebumps. I can just imagine how it felt for you, for Benji, for your mom, for the whole El Barrio, the Cuilan. How is it now that you look back and you're like, wow, is that what you were expecting? That's the reaction, that's what you were looking for?
Yeah, I mean, you guys did a great job on that story, Benji and Polo and the guys behind the camera. You guys did a great job telling the people and showing the people where we came from. I mean, we came from a little neighborhood that they call Cuilan, and to show you and to show the world where we came from, that was huge for us. And like, back then, well, what's going on that stadium over there, that stadium looked completely different than how it looked now. We put some work on it, and we did our part to fit that stadium. And when that stadium showed up the last couple of months, when that stadium was done, I mean, that was like, wow, this is a different stadium. And the whole community was happy for us, was happy for the kids. I mean, there's a lot of people in there on that stadium. And the time we spent with you guys over there, you know, you got a little bit the taste what we spent experiencing every day there. You know, like the party, you know, like a family party.
Did we party?
I didn't.
We didn't party.
I don't remember.
No coquito.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is the baseball time all around. I mean, they love baseball. And that's my foundation. That's what we try to do, helping people, helping kids to get back to the sport. And that's what I like to, I mean, that's what I love to help.
And you do help a lot. A couple more, excuse me, and we let you go. The future, what is the future like for Yadier Molina? Again, like we always say, Father Time, you know, respects nobody. It just keeps on going and going, and you keep going and going. 20 years since you signed with the Cardinals. This year is going to be 20 years since you signed with the Cardinals. That little kid from Puerto Rico decided to sign the contract. Now you're here, a true living legend. And if you ask me, a future Hall of Famer, and I hope to be there when you get the acceptance speech. Maybe that's the first time I'm going to see you cry. But before we think about that, what's the future like for Yadier Molina?
Well, for me, I got this year would be my last on the contract. For me, I would love to stay two more years. Or three more years more, but that's not depend on me. I depend on them, like I said before. But yeah, I don't try to think about it. I just go with the flow and try to think about this year. I mean, on my mind is about winning. On my mind is about get that trophy back to San Luis, and that's I mean, stay healthy. That's number one. But that's my goal. My goals in this year is try to win it.
Once you get to the time that he is now, it's 1 year by year. It's like fight this year until the end, then we'll think about it in the offseason. That's the mentality he has to keep.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ben. Yeah, I mean, right now, in this point right now, you don't think about anything else, just to win it. Just to win the year to year and day by day. And that's what is in my mind right now.
That's what it's in his mind and our mind is. 2020 should be another great season of Cardinals baseball. with Benji Molina, my partner in the M4 booth. All games in Spanish. In case you don't understand Spanish, you want to learn Spanish, tune into La Tremenda 880, MLB at Bat. If you don't understand Spanish, I guarantee you, you're going to have fun anyway, because like he said, the players like what we do. He likes what we do. The fan base, La Familia Cardenal, likes what we do, and we appreciate that. And Yadier is a big part of the broadcast. Yes. Thank you for everything you do.
Weekly episodes of this presentation will resume the Tuesday before the first game of the regular season here in 2020. That's the plan for now. You can be checking out, though, periodic episodes like this one, wherever you get your podcast, and that includes YouTube. Hey, speaking of YouTube, you probably heard those guys talking about our documentary, Home, The Molina Story. It is a full-length feature documentary. We had some of our folks from our Cardinals Insider and Cardinals creative staff go down to Espinosa Quilan, Yadi's hometown in Puerto Rico. They followed around the Molina brothers. You learn all about the history of their family and what transpired to make those three brothers, Jose, Benji, and Yadi, turn into not just big leaguers, but World Series champions. Here so many years later. It really was a neat project for so many of us to work on and has been so well received, which we're thankful for. We hope that you can check it out. If you haven't yet, just head to YouTube, search St. Louis Cardinals, or you can go to a browser, youtube.com/Cardinals. It is on the main page there in its own playlist. Check it out. Again, the name Home, The Molina Story, a full-length documentary about the Molina brothers and their rise to baseball greatness. Another thing I want you to be aware of is that these are trying times for all of us, certainly a unique time, not just within baseball, but the history of our country and our world. And the St. Louis Cardinals want to do their part to help out the community here in St. Louis and beyond as best we can. So we'd like you to partner with us in that. Head to cardinals.com/support. And you can learn all about the resources and avenues available to you as we all fight against the coronavirus. I'll catch up with you next time. Again, my name is Brett McMillan. Thanks to Yadi, Benji, and Polo for their time in that interview. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording it. And I'll catch you next time we have a special drop-in episode. Be subscribed here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.